Welcome once again to the Hopeful Headlines, and I hope everyone had an awesome weekend. Happy Monday morning, and I'm not going to keep you very long because I know everybody's busy and we've got lots to do this week, but I just wanted to talk real quick about what could go wrong. And as most of you know, I've got a hydroponics channel that I run, and I show people videos on how to grow their food cheap and easy. And along the way, over the years, I've heard a lot of what could go wrong, or, you know, you can't do that. I do things in unconventional ways so that I can help everyone. And I've stuck to my guns about it. And I've taken a lot of flack from like some of the traditional hydroponics people and just people who have listened to them over the years. And that's all they know. They haven't actually tried it themselves. They'll say, you can't do that. Your pH is going to be off. You need a bubbler. You need aeration. You need to keep it cool. You're going to get algae and just any number of things just over and over and over and over for years and years. And I just keep thinking when I put these videos out, when I first started like 6 years ago and I started putting them out and I didn't have very many videos, I can see people being a little skeptical, but if they took the time to just stop and click on my channel and look at years and years of what I've been doing, then maybe they could stop with the what could go wrong and take a deep breath and think what could go right and just, you know, open up the possibility to, you know, what else we can do. So I've never been one to just listen to what everyone says we need to do, or this is the only way. If it's not working for me, I'm going to try different ways. And heck, I might fail 99% of the time, but sooner or later, I'm going to find something that works. And if it does, I'm going to share it with everyone. So that's what I've been doing. And that just got me thinking about that. You know, I wish everyone could be a little more optimistic and just look at stuff. If you see someone doing something different, you know, your first thought in your head shouldn't be what could go wrong. I know that's a natural defense mechanism that we all have to keep our guard up and to keep from, you know, just getting hurt or getting our feelings hurt. And but if we could look at things and think, you know, wow, that's cool. You know, I wonder what could go right. You know, what would happen if it works out? So I think that that really translates into a lot of other things in our everyday life. And if we can all get a little more positive outlook and stop criticizing things before we know, you know, what's going on, if we don't fully understand it, and keep an open mind and be more optimistic, have a good outlook on the future. All right. That's all I'm going to say for y'all this Monday morning, because like I said, I know that, you know, everybody's getting back to work and you've got plenty to do. So I want to thank everybody who's been tuning in. I want to thank people who've been leaving comments. I've been reading them, and I'm going to share some of the stories. And oh, I almost forgot. I just started an email account. It's the hopefulheadlinespodcast.com. So if you've got any good stories and you want me to share them with you, go ahead and start sending those in. And after I get through my little list of topics that I want to talk about, I'm going to start sharing some of your stories too. All right. Have a great week. This is Mike, Hopeful Headlines. We'll catch you later.